Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The government has spent $92 million to support more than 2,000 farmers over the past 2 years to combat the effects of climate change. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises
is not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them a destroy the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
A total of $92 million has been spent under the GOJ Adaptation Fund program to support 2,100 farmers in 50 communities across 7 targeted parishes. The support falls under the Global Adaptation Fund, established in 2001 under the Kyoto Protocol, to finance concrete adaptation programs in developing countries that are particularly vulnerable to the adverse effects of climate change. The primary objective of the agriculture component of the program is to protect livelihoods and food security of the population in vulnerable communities by strengthening coastal protection, improving land and water management, and providing building capacity for climate change adaptation. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says the support has been provided through various infrastructure and capacity building initiatives undertaken in St. Thomas, St. Mary, St. Anne, Trelawney, Manchester, Clarendon, and St. Catherine.
This investment has contributed to improvement of the irrigation capital stock of the sector. The project's interventions stimulated an incremental increase in production of over 7,500 metric tons of produce, particularly onions, potato, and hot peppers, among other crops.
The interventions provided under the project, implemented in 2013, have contributed just under $1 billion to the livelihood of the farmers, including women and young people. The minister notes, however, that a number of the farming communities are constrained to optimize their production due to the terrain on which they farm and the unavailability of adequate farm implements to facilitate proper land preparation. It is against this background that the GOJ Adaptation Fund program has partnered with Food for the Poor to donate handheld tractors to the farmers.
This synergistic relationship between Food for the Poor and the ministry can only help to deepen the impact of our efforts as we leverage our resources and we work towards enhancing the resilience of the agricultural sector, thereby contributing to economic stability, livelihood, security, and sustained development of the country as a whole.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, through the GOJ Adaptation Fund, has also been supporting farmers with rainwater harvesting infrastructure, small-scale drip irrigation systems, production and productivity inputs, land husbandry infrastructure, and training in climate-smart agriculture. And now for our proverb of the day. Rain never fall a one-man door. And this means, when it rains on all.
Did you know that the Petro-Caribe Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribe Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.
That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.